the devil's advocates. Sausage making never looked so good.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Brick House Edition. One of my favorite party tunes. Got to get out the Steve Miller Band next, man. We'll be ready for a J6 party up in here. I've been getting progressively more gleeful all week because I've been looking forward to this like a kid looks forward to Christmas. The J6 hearings, they're going live right here on Devil Radio, 7 o'clock this evening, also playing out on the Shaw. And we got a big show between now and then. We're going to continue to take phone calls at 844-967-2789. We got Alex Lazary at 4:30. We got Dominic joining for the happy and happier happy hours. But let's start with Darren from West Dallas. Darren, welcome to the show. What do you got?
Yeah, hi. I just had a question about, actually, I have two. Where do you guys draw that line inciting violence, or in regards to inciting violence? Chuck Schumer the other day called out Supreme Court's Kavanaugh and Gorsuch, and he said that they're going to unleash a whirlwind and they should be made to pay and they won't know what hit them. So is that inciting violence? And then the other question I had is, there's a BLM operative who was in video from January 6th. Do you know what happened to him? Is he going to face charges?
Well, I can't speak to the specific Black Lives Matter, but the recent video was actually video from March of 2020. And Chuck Schumer said something to Jesse Waters over on Fox News. And I suspect, Darren, that might be where you got these talking points. But Fox News' Jesse Waters effectively asked if there was a conspiracy at the highest levels to try and get Brett Kavanaugh assassinated. And it seems like the most ridiculous proposition I've ever heard in my life, Darren. You know, if you got some lone gunman walking around that went after Kavanaugh, no doubt. But is anyone that ever say Kavanaugh's name in his life, is that incitement of a riot or violence against Kavanaugh? No, I don't think so. There was no call for violence against Kavanaugh. And the unleashing, I think the unleashing is probably going to be the protest after Roe v. Wade is overturned. Darren, that's a reality. There's going to be protest. But that's not the same as any Democrat ever seeking directly or indirectly, covertly or overtly, to direct violence towards a Supreme Court justice. I haven't heard a single liberal buddy saying, man, if we could only take out Kavanaugh. That's not happening, Darren. That's not really how our party plays.
So you think that Schumer said saying that is okay?
Yeah, I think that politicians say hyperbolic things. I think it's somewhat different than the former president of the United States directing a coup against the government and specifically inciting violence at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th as a means to help advance that coup against the government. That is true violence, Darren. That actually directed, what, hundreds of thousands of people to go descend upon the Capitol. And he gave them a specific action step. He had been tweeting at them since, what, come to D.C., it's going to be wild. So there are multiple steps, specific calls to action by the former president. And you're going to ask me if something that Chuck Schumer said about Brett Kavanaugh somehow inspired some lone gunman to go down to his house? Darren, that's a freaking reach. You need to keep watching Jesse Waters, because that conspiratorial bastard over there, I mean, somebody should sue his ass, Darren. And if you believe him, I mean, really, man, get out more.
Sorry to crush your hopes and dreams.
844-967-2789. Jake from Milwaukee. What do you got, Jake?
Oh, cool. We're getting some more knowledgeable right-wingers calling every day.
Well, I didn't know that Fox News was out there planting the seed that somehow Democrats were creating a conspiracy to try and have Kavanaugh killed. I mean, Jesse Waters spent 7 minutes on Fox News last night saying that. And when's the select committee going to start doing the witch hunt against the Democrats? I think his greater thought was, you know, this in some way is the same sort of witch hunt behavior like the select committee looking into the January 6th. The difference being, one guy with a gun near Kavanaugh's home is different than 100,000 domestic terrorist at the U.S. Capitol and a president that stood there on the steps and said, go get him. I'm sorry, Jake, you go.
Yeah. Well, no, I was just going to say, well, just on Fox News, I mean, they should be tried for sedition and treason. I mean, they really should.
But well, there are a couple of specific hosts. I mean, if you look at the history of the text between Sean Hannity, Laura Ingraham, and Mark Meadows, the chief of staff to the president, I actually think there's some exonerating, exculpatory texts that actually show there's a little humanity in those hosts because they were telling Trump, make it stop. Make it stop. It's only on their show that they lied to the American people. When they were talking to Trump, they were trying to end the violence. He was reveling in the violence. He woke up that morning knowing that's exactly what he wanted to happen. So anyways, Jake, more of your thoughts?
Well, my point is that left-wing violence is pretty much non-existent. Maybe like every few years you'll get something that you can tie. There was a guy who shot Scalise.
Yeah, that's the only one I can think of.
But if you actually add up all of Nick's people like CJ, you guys murder 40 million to one. You're like 99.9% of the political murder in this country that goes back to like the 90s even. I mean, there's abortion killings. You guys kill black people at shopping. You guys kill children in schools. I mean, and not only that, just think about the massacres you allow with military rifles, basically. Look at about COVID deaths. You guys are the party of death. So.
Well, I can't say I disagree with the sentiment. I would say the vast majority of Republicans are not specifically violent people, but they're okay with the sort of authoritarians that would not respect or give a damn about human life. Guys like Donald Trump.
Jake, I would counter with what about? I mean, but
what about Hillary's emails?
What about?
Excellent point you make, CJ.
Thanks. I've been studying.
844-967-2789. Fancy Brian, you going to watch the big hearings? You got anything special planned? You got a palace of solitude that you're going to watch it in?
Well, kind of in my own head. I'm gonna put it in my ears, listen to it on the Devil Radio app, and I'm gonna make dinner. So it may take a while to make dinner. Why are you staring off in the cabinet? Why are you yelling in the cabinet, Brian? Why are you yelling inside? The dishes didn't do anything to. Oh, you're okay. You have fun, Bri.
Hey, here's some timing. One guy's not going to enjoy today as much as I intend to. The front runner in the Michigan gubernatorial race, I think Ben Wickler alluded to the guy. The Republican front runner got arrested today for his actions on January 6th. I mean, it's the highest levels of the Republican Party, right? The day you got to go get Bernie Sanders from the Capitol because he's accused of violently insurrecting something, you can call me, you righty losers.
Yeah, Katie Porter gets dragged. Oh, wait, no, she doesn't. Okay.
FBI arrests pro-Trump Michigan governor candidate on Capitol riot-related charges. Do tell more. The unfortunately named Ryan Kelly. Ryan Kelly's the guy's name. No B. He'd be like fancy Brian Kelly. A pro-Trump candidate for governor in Michigan. The Ryan Kelly, this, inferior character, has been arrested by the FBI on charges related to the January 6th Capitol riots following a Thursday morning raid on his house. Ooh, that's got a sting. A document posted by political reporter Kyle Cheney shows that Kelly is facing charges of knowingly entering a restricted building, disorderly or disruptive conduct in a restricted building, knowingly engaging in violence while in a restricted building, and willfully injuring any property of the United States government. While it had been known that Kelly stood on the steps of the Capitol on January 6th, he until Thursday had not faced any criminal charges for his actions. Wonder when they're coming for Derek Van Orden. Although I haven't heard that he did any violence yet, but, he did try to delete his account. As the Detroit News reports, Kelly has a long history of promoting false conspiracy theories about the 2020 election being stolen from former President Donald Trump. In the past, Kelly even went so far as to encourage his supporters to unplug voting machines at polling places. If you see something you don't like happening with the machine, like somebody's voting for Joe Biden, you go unplug that machine. The paper also reports the video from January 6, 2021 appears to show Kelly yelling, "This is war, baby!" as he marched towards the Capitol in the wake of Trump's speech at the Stop the Steal rally. No incitement. You know, I'm sure he just woke up that morning thinking, you know, this is war, baby. This is war. And he's running for the governor of Michigan, but, you know, not some fringer, not some Rantham-like character. He was the GOP front runner.
Great people. Great judge of character, everyone.
Well, Ben almost confused him. Who's the Benito Mastrionio guy in Pennsylvania, the Trump-endorsed gubernatorial candidate in Pennsylvania? Not a January 6th, not accused, but he's already come out and said, can't wait to steal the next election. So this is what we're up against. That and a right-wing machine that effectively is not afraid to lie to their audience, like, you know, our before-mentioned caller from West Allis. Because nobody believes that, sir. But you did hear it, probably, I'm guessing, from Jesse Waters on Fox News. And that's troubling. It's troubling that they give a guy like that a platform to go out and spin that sort of conspiracy. I mean, that's a reach. You're supposed to be a news organization.
And within a couple hours, we already got a troll calling up and going, "Hey, did you hear this conspiracy theory by this idiot who said something for 7 minutes?
Yeah, Jesse Waters. He is a freaking idiot. 844-967. And, you know, I hate to name call. Not unnecessarily, but sometimes it's necessary.
I'm just identifying and labeling properly.
967-2789. Wisco Paul, welcome. What do you got for us, Paul? Got some spotted cow in the fridge, some popcorn on the counter, good lazy boy chair in the J6, the remote, everything ready for you, Paul?
All of the above, Cootie. Hey, Schumer, basically he was talking about the ballot box, coming to get you through the ballot box, no violence. That was my take on it. But I'm shocked, Cootie, that they haven't went, what about Dom and Cootie on 2011? Dom was arrested, right? Were you arrested also, Cootie, or was it just Dom? What about that?
Arrested for what, Paul? You talking about like years ago when we got arrested for singing, or later when we were up at the Wisconsin State Capitol doing a little First Amendment, you know, deviltry display, and Rantham and some of his buddies were doing a COVID super spreader event? And we didn't know at the time, Paul, but that very same week there were some false, fraudulent Trump electors that showed up at the Wisconsin State Capitol, entered the locked building, which was our supposed crime. Were they likewise prosecuted, Paul? Will they be prosecuted? You know, the Andrew Hitz, the Bob Spindels of the world. You know, I got fine legal counsel and Jeff Scott Olson. Can't wait to go make a federal case out of it. Paul, man, I
don't think they're going to get
go ahead.
Well, I was talking about 2011. Dom was arrested. What about that? And then there was the Christmas tree thing. Like, that was totally cool, but nobody got arrested there. And
we were cited.
Prosecuted.
Whether they throw you in handcuffs or they mail it to your house, it's got the same desired effect, Paul. The chill my free speech, baby.
What about that, Cootie? That was terrible what you did.
You know, I was asking for a guy's advice. I said, you know, I appreciate you listening, Paul. Always appreciate when you show up at the live events. But I was telling him about the latest jackassery at the Wisconsin State Capitol. Now a couple years in our rear view, but the tie-in with the fraudulent Trump electors and how that will be incorporated in our legal defense. And this very smart man recommended to me, and to Dom, I guess by extension, get arrested more often. More devil's advocates. We're doing our part. Well, I guess we got one more segment. Then we'll bring Dom on.
What about the alt-left? So I don't have any clue of what he's talking about.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about, man?